It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman, and we're going to talk about a water line survey. Residents of Helper will be seeing hangers on their doorknobs, explaining to them what's going to happen and what they can do. There is a part for the citizens that they need to take care of for this to kind of help out Helper City. So we're going to talk about all of that. Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's first start, because there are a lot of different things that consist of a water line, right?
Sure.
And I'll explain to you what I know, what I think, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. The coming from inside your home to the water meter is the property owner's responsibility. Is that correct or wrong?
Correct.
Okay. And then after it hits the water meter, it's Helper City.
It's
or the city or the municipality or whatever.
Right. It's the property line into the building where they connect to the main distribution center. So it's privately owned, let's say, from your sink in your kitchen all the way out to the connection, which generally is close to the curb or gutter.
Okay. And so what brought about the ability, I should say, to do this survey? Why are we doing the survey in the first place?
The EPA actually created a revision to the lead and copper rule. So this is a rule, a mandate we have to follow. And when they did that, they realized the burden this would create on small rural communities such as ours. So they have provided funding through the Utah Division of Drinking Water to help us go through this inventory work because it's got a cost associated with it. So that's how it's being funded. It's not city funded. It's actually being funded by the state.
And this is really just a survey. You're not going to be changing anything out. It's really just to find out the inner workings of what people have in their homes for this report that's going to the EPA.
Correct. It's just a report.
All right. And I think the other thing that we kind of brought up, and I'm like, well, people may think that, though, is the fact that no one is going to come into your home to see what kind of pipes you have either.
That's correct. So in cases where we can ascertain what your pipe is, such as through historical records, previous residential surveys, field work, if we've been out and had to plug a leak or do something, we are leveraging what we know. But there are simply cases where we don't really have any insight. So going to the citizens has sort of been the last resort to get the information.
And so Helper City needs the citizens' help. Now, as I said, they're going to be going around this week and into next week putting door hangers on there. On there is a QR code that you can scan, correct?
Correct.
And that opens the survey?
Yes, sir.
And they just go in there, answer a few questions, and that's it.
That's it.
That's all there is to it.
That is. And if they can't scan the QR code, if they can access the helpercity.net website, they can also complete the survey through the website.
And so all of this, you have until, is it the end of April?
Correct.
To get that done? So the last day of April to get it all completed and get it all done. And then, you know what, get ready to just enjoy the rest of the spring and summer.
That's right.
We'll get the water lines taken care of. It sounds like we're going to have plenty of water to put through them this year.
Absolutely.
So that's always a good thing. And so if you've got any questions, can they just call down to City Hall and get the basis of it? And then will this come out on the back of like the April bill as well? Will it be included in that or no?
I haven't gotten that far. I think that's actually a great idea. So we should probably add that information to the back of the water bill as well. It's April spring cleanup. So, you know, we open our limb pile and other things. So we'll look to include that as well.
Plenty of great things. So once again, look for the hanger that'll be on your doorknobs this week and into next week. And then that QR code, scan it, answer all the questions that are on there. And it's just really about the type of pipe that you have in your house, and that's it. You don't need to worry about it anymore.
That's perfect.
All right. Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.